Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
We have been witness to some horrific crimes over the past few days. The first was the death of George Floyd at the knee of Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. For anyone who has seen the amateur video of the incident, Chauvin literally choked the life out of Floyd. While this occurred, Floyd kept saying, "I can't breathe." As Chauvin ignored Floyd's pleas, three officers stood by and watched this happen. Now, generally speaking, no one should second guess an officer during his or her performance of their duty, but it's quite apparent that the handcuffed Floyd had been subdued and was not the kind of threat to the officer that warranted that kind of action. Did the officer intentionally kill Floyd? Probably not. However, his poor judgment did cost this man his life. Second, a lot of people upset by what they had seen in the video set out to protest. That was their constitutional right. But now it's being alleged that members of Antifa and other outside agitator groups were bussed in to foment the crowd. What we wound up witnessing was protests turning to riots, looting, taunting the police, hurling objects at the police, and finally burning down businesses that serve the community. These actions can't be excused no matter how much they were attached to anger at the death of Floyd. The wanton lawbreaking wound up being extended to Los Angeles, where protesters became a mob that stopped traffic on the 101 freeway. When a squad car tried to intervene, the crowd attacked the car, and as the car sped away, one man attempted to jump onto the car and wound up injured on the ground. A second squad car was attacked in a similar manner. Were the protesters taking advantage of a situation to express further hatred towards police in general? It's possible. Were they just letting off steam from 2 months of having been locked down due to the coronavirus epidemic? That's also possible, at least for some of them. Third, the attempt to politicize this tragedy, to turn the blame on all police or on Donald Trump, is something that detracts from the issues at hand. The washed-up left-wing pop icon Madonna blasted all police. She wrote in an Instagram post, quote, "Until we can overcome racism in America, no one should be allowed to carry a gun, most of all cops," end of quote. Now, while this tragedy had nothing to do with guns, she managed to promote two of her political agendas in one fell swoop: get rid of guns and blame all cops. Jesse Jackson, never being one to miss an opportunity to politicize anything with a racial overtone, sought to add fuel to the fire by calling Floyd's death a lynching in broad daylight. Jackson was heading to Minneapolis to further inject himself into this tragedy. And Representative Maxine Waters, who never missed an opportunity to blame anything and everything on Donald Trump, no matter how far-fetched, actually blamed this tragedy on the president. She blamed Trump for cops killing black people. She added, "The cop who knelt on George Floyd enjoyed doing it. She loves throwing dry kindling on any fire." So what are the actions that should be taken in all of these incidences? The officer who caused Floyd's death should be prosecuted for that death. The other officers should be tried as accessories. Their actions cannot be excused. The demonstrators who became rioters, looters, and arsonists should be tried for the felonies they committed, whether it was in the name of social justice or anything else. They put lives of innocents in danger, and they should not be excused. And all decent people should speak up and condemn the worn-out entertainer, the racial exploiter, and the crazy politician. They should also condemn anyone who tries to exploit this tragedy for the purpose of shining the spotlight on themselves. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.